We are cranking up the way we talk about the organization now that hockey is back. The long 119-day lockout is behind us. A new collective bargaining agreement is in place, and it's time for the fun as we drop the puck on a new NHL shortened hockey season. Joining us live, Capitals and Wizards owner Ted Leonsis. Well, you can come out of hiding now. We got everything going.
I missed you guys.
Missed you, too. How you been?
I've been good. I have a little cold, and I stayed up late, unfortunately, watching that tough loss last night with the Wizards.
By the way, they are looking much better since Wall is back, aren't they?
Yeah, that was a shame last night, but I'm gearing up for tonight, kind of a little welcome back party. We're going to try something never been done, open a practice at Verizon Center, 6 to 7, just open the doors. All our fans, anybody can come on in, and if it's raining out and it's cold, I bet you there's going to be 20,000 people in there. We're going to feed people and give them sodas and
hot dogs. People really missed it while I was gone.
Yeah, we're very, very fortunate, and I'm very apologetic that we lost so many games. But as you said, enough talk about what was happening. It's time to drop the puck, and it's going to be exciting. It's 48-game season, and the season counts. And so we open on Saturday, and our first home game is next Tuesday. And before you know it, we'll be in the throes of this season. So
wow.
So now for the fans this afternoon, that's from 6 to 7. So basically, if they wanted to avoid maybe driving home in some of the potential for snow there, from 6 to 7, they could just, kind of go from work right into Verizon Center and hang out with you?
Yeah, I think the idea was let's do a whole series of things that show, one, that we're sorry, and two, that you missed and we missed this great game. The players have such talent and intensity, and, we got 30 teams that are raring to go. And we're very, very fortunate that our fans, I've been going to Kepler for the practices, and we're sold out there pretty much every day. There's a lot of pent-up emotion and pent-up demand because people love hockey and they love the Caps. And the season will start on Tuesday, and bang, we'll be off to the races. And it's 30 teams are in a playoff race. That's how I look at this. And so we can't have a bad week or a bad month because
no time.
So short. Yep.
You concerned at all about any kind of a backlash from fans?
Well, I know that we have a lot to atone for, the league, the union, the players, the owners certainly. But I do think that the game is so strong and that the fans love the game so much that if we play really, really hard, that people will understand that we strengthen the game during the negotiations, and it's a 10-year deal. And so we can put all of that behind us and now just focus on who's going to make the playoffs and who's going to win the cup.
You got another great roster of talent and another new coach. So not only do you have this shortened season, as if that isn't enough pressure for you to make the playoffs and win the Stanley Cup, now you've got a new coach who's got to learn on the fly, if you will.
Well, Adam Oates is a Hall of Fame player and was our captain and was like a coach on the ice and has been paying his dues. He was the offensive and assistant coach for the New Jersey Devils last year, and they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. And he's been groomed to do this. And, we just felt that even though we went to Game 7 of the second round last year, when Dale Hunter decided to go back to the team that he owned and lead that and manage that with his family, that we should take a fresh look at the kind of system that we played. And Bruce Boudreau, who did a great job for us, was mostly an offensively minded coach, and Dale Hunter was mostly a defensively minded coach. And Adam is very cerebral, and he seems to be a little bit of a balance. He wants us to attack and use our offensive skills and gifts, including the defenseman, but he also demands accountability and wants the team to play in a balanced format and not take unnecessary risk defensively. And so, great teams are able to adapt. I think certainly that Adam has been spending lots and lots of time with our great young offensive players like Alex Ovechkin and a Nick Backstrom, and and Alex seems totally refocused, re-energized, and you know he can't wait. I saw him yesterday, and he gave me a big hug. We talked about his engagement. And you know, one of the great things about owning a team is being able to see the not only the on-ice development of a player like Alex Ovechkin, but you know how he matures. You know, we forget he came to us when he was 19, and he just turned 27. He's engaged to be married, and he's becoming a young man now. He's no longer a little kid, and he understands that for him to really be a historic figure, it's not about MVPs and leading the league in goal scoring. It's can this team win a cup?
That would be nice.
And we think we have a really, really good team, and you know, but we have to prove it on the ice, as do 29 other teams, and there's not a lot of time and a lot of games to do it. So I think this is going to be a very, very exciting season.
Very exciting indeed. Everybody's anxious to get back into it. Ted, I think we're all set for Ask the Owner next week, too.
Yeah, can't wait.
Tuesday.
And, I've done that every year, and
we love
really
it.
Look forward to it.
Good luck tonight and on Saturday as well at the opener.
Thanks. Please come tonight. Don't be shy. Mm-hmm. Doors will be open at 6 o'clock, and we'll try to have some fun, and we'll have Q&As with the players, and you'll watch a practice.
Excellent. Thanks, Ted. Great talking to you
guys.
Again.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Over to Tucker Eccles.